6 and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump in a meeting today with Jordan's king today and continued to insist Palestinians be moved from Gaza as the U.S. rebuilds it.
We're going to have Gaza. We don't have to buy. There's nothing to buy. We will have Gaza.
American teacher Mark Fogel was released from prison in Russia today. Fordham University professor Beth Noble.
Fogel was arrested. He later pled guilty and was sentenced to 14 years in prison, a long term because the Russians classified him as a drug trafficker.
The White House described the release as a diplomatic thaw that could advance efforts to win the war in Ukraine. Trump is sending his Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to Ukraine for meetings with President Zelensky. With winter storms sweeping the country, this hardware store worker in New Jersey says business is good.
Almost every customer that's coming in is looking for salt. This time of year, that's helped a lot. So we haven't had that much other stuff to sell.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Six Wisconsin Head Start programs still can't access the federal payment systems that keep them running. The White House was met with pushback when staff announced they'd be pausing all federal grant and loan payments, which impacts all kinds of things from health care to law enforcement and, of course, Head Start programs. States and nonprofits filed lawsuits right away, and the Trump administration ended up rescinding the memo. But some Head Start locations across Wisconsin have been locked out of the payment program ever since. 3,000 kids are enrolled in those six Head Start locations. The right to contraception makes its way back to the U.S. legislature, thanks in part to a Wisconsin senator. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators bringing forward the Right to Contraception Act once again. The legislation would create a statutory right to obtain and use contraceptives and would ensure that healthcare providers have a right to provide contraceptives, contraception, and share information with patients. Similar legislation was introduced in July of 2022, June 2023, and June of 2024. Blocked each time by the Republicans in the U.S. Senate.
The Empty Bowls event happens this Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. This will be the Southwood County Empty Bowls 11th annual event on February 15th. It's at the new Focus location on 2321 West Grand Avenue from 11 to 2. At least 12 local restaurants are donating delicious soups, and people attending will be able to keep the handmade bowl as a thank you. These bowls are handcrafted by local potters or pottery students in our area. Your $10 donation gets you a simple meal of soup, homemade dinner roll, beverage, and a cookie. They will also have a basket raffle during the event. That's this Saturday from 11 to 2. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks bow to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125 to 111. Stephen Curry led Golden State with 38 points, the most he's had all season. Jimmy Butler had 20 and 9 rebounds in his second game for the Warriors since being traded from the Heat. Damian Lillard also had 38 points in the loss.
I thought we didn't execute well enough out of that, you know, the screening, slipping, getting the guys involved that we wanted to get involved. We didn't do it consistent enough, and then, you know, it was still a close game. Loose balls, they got to them. You know, we allowed them to get off threes. You know, they got a lot of shooters, and I thought they separated themselves getting threes off, second opportunities, and then obviously the turnovers. You know, I felt like I had more turnovers than I ever had in a game today, so you're not going to win a game not valuing every possession against a team that's shooting the ball like that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight, a low near zero. Snow showers for tomorrow, 1 to 3 inches by tomorrow evening, a high in the mid-teens. And with sunshine on Thursday, a high only in the low teens. Currently, it's 10 above.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when? Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time on Big Show as Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford joins Trigby Olson and I in an hour number two, What's Worse? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. In part two today, we got Realty Radio. David Farnborough will be joining us. Looking forward to that. Right now, we've been looking forward to talking to our friend Promise. She is with us from the heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promise, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. We got a bunch of fun things to dive into. Let's go right into it. I want to mention that we have coming up a big one going on over at Mid-State Technical College.
Yeah, so on February 17th, we are having our networking at night. This is a monthly event where we have a member business host it for us so that way they can show off their facility, their products, their services. This month, it's going to be held at Mid-State inside of their Gourmet Cafe. This event is open to members or any future members that are interested in joining the chamber. It's a great opportunity to come out and get connected and network with other members as well. It's at the street address is 532nd Street, Wisconsin Rapids. And we will be having raffle prizes and some snacks. And if you need more information, you can always visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
You hit it on the head, Promise. Mm-hmm. You said, worded it so well. This is such a great event and a great opportunity mm-hmm. for people to get out there. Now, for one, I think it's a great opportunity if you haven't been to Mid-State in a while. Right. They've over the last couple of years, made some really nice improvements over there and updated some things. And I think it's just a great opportunity for that. Then there's running into other people and other businesses and other walks of life. And you just never know the connections you can make with all of that. I don't know that we've gotten to focus too much on it, but the networking at night is such a great idea. Mm-hmm. And I know that we have touched on this part of it a little bit of giving people who may not be available in the morning something like this at night to network. There's some real effort being put into that. And I notice it. And I'm not alone. Other people in the community have noticed it. And I really do appreciate the different opportunities for these events.
Yep. Yeah, and we actually changed the hours of this event, too, to better fit some of the needs of our members. Cool. So it is from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., so we hope that it provides enough time to get home, you know, let the dogs out, get changed, and then head back out so you can, you know, do your networking for the night.
So many of us just nodded our heads when you said let the dogs out because we all like, that's good. They're running to let that happen. Yeah. And I just want to mention to all the businesses out there and especially anybody who has been on the fence about being a chamber member. Mm-hmm. Here is a great opportunity to not only see what the chamber has to offer you and how it can help you enhance your business, but also maybe even hosting something like this if you are a business or you are somebody out there. It's a great opportunity to do that and have people come to your establishment.
Yeah. And this one does gain a lot of interest throughout the year. So we're currently booked for 2026, but we're starting on our 2025 we're booked. So we're starting on our 2026 list. So if you're interested in hosting, give us a call. We'll get you on that list and scheduled for a month next year. And you can give me a call directly at my line at 715-422-4856.
You know, just between you and I, Promise, we might have to do this in 2026. Maybe we host one of these here at the studio or something.
Awesome.
That'd be kind of fun. But we'll keep that just between us. We're not going to tell anyone. No, we'll see what happens. Again, it is going on next Monday, February 17th, 5 to 7, over at Mid-State Technical College. Find out more at their website. We'll give that to you and more information as we go along here. Inside their gourmet cafe. Mid-State's got a bunch of other great things going on as well. Keep that in mind. The raffle prizes, I wanted to mention that too. Yeah. And Coffee with the Chamber is coming up.
Yeah, so Coffee with the Chamber is a quarterly program that we offer to our members. We did open it up this year for non-members so that they can, you know, get some of the tidbits and information that we provide during those sessions. If you're not a member, I think the cost is only $10 to register. We offer this, you know, virtually or in our boardroom. So the meeting takes place in our boardroom. It's February 26th from 8:30 to 9:30. And this time the discussion topic is Marketing Made Simple, Essential Tips and Strategies for Success. And the speaker, Lisa Bruce, the owner and operator of Dimensional Marketing, will be providing information for us. I think this is a really great one, especially for, you know, new business owners or business owners that don't have a marketing team. It's a really great information that she's going to be providing at this session. We did notice throughout last year, we did some research and a lot of our members are struggling with marketing and advertising. So this would be a really great one to get on. Registration is currently open right now and you can register online at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. And bring your coffee cups because we have Dunkin' sponsoring coffee that day. So I'm pretty excited about that. I love their coffee.
Oh, God, I love Dunkin'. I grew up on it. Yeah, I love Dunkin'. Everything about them. That's fantastic. It's a great get. And it's also a great opportunity to support another local business. Mm-hmm. You know, we forget sometimes that these bigger businesses that come into town, they're run by locals. They employ locals. And so you're sponsoring that. You're helping something like that, too, when you're going to Dunkin'. Businesses like that. I do want to note a couple of things. You mentioned something that is so prevalent in not just our community, but so many rural communities and how difficult it can be for small businesses to market and advertise. Keeping in mind how difficult this game can be, we just got done with the Super Bowl and how big that is and how important the Super Bowl commercials are and everything. Yeah. And it's Tuesday and most of us don't remember any of them. It just speaks to how difficult marketing can be and how tough it can be for advertisers, even on like a Nike level, let alone on a mom and pop level, on a small business level. Lisa is so good at this and really knows her stuff and really... Yeah. One of the things I appreciate so much about her being she really talks with people, not at people.
Yeah.
She's really trying to, like, wants the best for you and your business. And there is no, you know, kind of ulterior motive for her or any of these things. She just really does want to help business people get as much as they can out of their business. She's very good at this job and a great speaker. It's a great guest to have with this. And I can't think of, if there's anybody out there listening and like, well, my business is great. Things are going really good. You still need Lisa like that. Yep. There is no certainty with any business going forward. Yeah. Everything especially in this day and age, you just don't know what your numbers look like this year could look completely different in 2026.
Yep, exactly.
So getting this information from Lisa, whether it helps you today or next year or whatever, it's going to be beneficial to you. Mm-hmm. And attending this is a great idea. One other aspect of this I really appreciate about the Chamber, and you've done this for a long time with Coffee with the Chamber, is keeping this event virtual or the option, you know, for that and stuff. Because for so many people, especially early in the morning, going to be busy like we were talking about before and might miss out on this opportunity.
Once you register online, it will provide you a link to register or get on that Zoom call for the day. I don't remember if we're doing Zoom for this one or not. We noticed that this was a pretty vital topic, so we might just, you know, have it for those that, you know, show up at the Chamber that day. But I do want to circle back to Lisa. She is phenomenal at her, you know, expertise level with this. And I think the thing that I love the most about her is how authentic her passion for marketing is.
Yeah.
And it's great because she can stay on top of like the trends and things that are changing. Whereas like somebody like myself, I need refreshers sometimes too.
Same.
So she's a great resource for anybody in any kind of marketing professional situation or who owns a business themselves. So
years ago, I looked her up online or came across her online and seen some of her speaking engagements and some of the things she's done. And she is not only very insightful, but you are so right about her. She really does have a passion for this and is very genuine.
Yep.
Is this an event we need to RSVP for, I promise?
Well, we would like to have a head count so we can make sure we have enough coffee for everybody. So the sooner the better to register. But we do take a couple of people here and there last minute. It always happens, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Keep that in mind. And keep in mind that you can register online at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, or give them a call at 715-422-4852, 422-4852. We'll get that out there again before we wrap up. The 77th Annual Meeting and Awards Banquet coming up. It's already coming up again.
I know.
It just snuck up on me. I didn't see, like, oh, that's a big event for you guys.
Yep. This is one of our bigger events of the year. This one is happening on March 2nd. And this is where we get the opportunity to celebrate and recognize the achievements of our members and the growth that they've done throughout the year and the differences that they've made in the community, and highlight how some of our members can be real leaders and make impactful changes in our area. So the doors open at 5 on March 6th. Dinner starts at 6. We do have a few sponsorships still available if you're interested in that. However, we are now taking raffle baskets too. So if you're an area business and you want to have your raffle, you want to get together a raffle basket and have your name on the raffle basket, that's a great way of exposing your business to at a great event like that. RSVP for this event is February 20th. That is a hard deadline. We need to make sure we get those in so we can get the food ordered. So if you're going to attend, make sure you get those RSVPs in. All those went out in the mail. However, if you did misplace yours, give us a call. We can just get you in there and register for you.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can register online at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com and make those payments online as well.
There is any event you can attach yourself with the chamber. You're not only showing your support to the chamber and to the community, mm-hmm. and you're putting into the community. Mm-hmm. You're also having the opportunity to be seen by so many other businesses and community members that may not be seen otherwise. Mm-hmm. And then there's an event like this where you know for a fact that some of the biggest businesses and some of the bigger leaders in our community are going to be at this event.
Yep.
I cannot think of many events better to put your name on and help, you know, be a sponsor, a part of. Where you can guarantee that that's in your name, your business is going to be seen by individuals in our, mm-hmm. some of the bigger names in our community and in our area, really. It's a true win-win situation because along with that, again, you are showing your support to the chamber and to your community. It's a great opportunity for a lot of people. And getting in on those baskets, you have to have a raffle. Like you have to, whatever event you are doing, have a raffle. I actually kind of want to do something with you guys where we just have an event. It's just raffles. Like nothing but raffles. I don't know. People love them. People love raffles. And it's a great opportunity for you and your business to be a part of that by having a raffle basket or something as well.
Right. Yeah. Because that winner takes those items home, you know, and then it's always, you know, in the back of your head, oh, I got that from that company. And,
And it's a really fun event. I appreciate that you guys do this and give us an opportunity to highlight individuals in our community that really deserve it. We've got so many people out there that do, you know, especially us Midwesterners, we just do our thing. We don't look for, you know, compliments. We don't look for a pat on the back. We just keep going.
Yeah.
People deserve a pat on the back. People deserve to be noted every once in a while. And we're going to be able to do that at the 77th Annual Meetings and Awards Banquet coming up March 6th. Again, register, find out more, and maybe even be a part of it. WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. One of the more important things I would say that the chamber does is giving opportunities to our community and individuals in our community.
Right.
And I think one of the better examples of that is the Careers Unlimited Job Fair that's coming up, Promise.
Yeah, our Careers Unlimited Job Fair is happening on April 2nd at Lincoln High School. So we are now accepting booth registrations. We do have a few sponsorships left available as well. But one of the great things about this job fair is we're combining it with Lincoln High School this year in hopes of, you know, exposing our high school students in the area to job fairs so that they can get a little bit more exposure on what those look like and hopefully recruit some of those high schoolers to area businesses for the summer or maybe possibly start doing internships. I think it's a really great opportunity for any business in the area to, you know, register a booth there. Not only does it increase your exposure to the local area, like, oh, this is a company in town that's actively hiring, but then you can also make connections with other area businesses as well and possibly do some networking in that manner as well. Registration deadline for this one is March 12th. We are filling up pretty fast. I don't really know how much more space we have left, but I would highly recommend to get in there and register your booth as soon as possible. There's a lot of interest, especially with it being tied to Lincoln this year. So,
yeah, this is such a great event, and I know how great of an event it is. I attended this when I was at Lincoln, a senior at Lincoln, and everything, and it opened my mind to other worlds and other jobs that I didn't think I could ever do or anything, and I learned some, you know, people skills with it that I didn't realize I was lacking until I was literally at the job fair and going booth to booth and talking to people. I certainly encourage this for kids and teens out there and people that are on that edge right there. I think this can be obviously a great event for others as well. You know, there is no age limit on this or necessarily or anything like that. So whatever age you are. But to the businesses out there, certainly ones that can be a part of this event. And you notice, as you promised mentioned, that this filled up quick. People are looking for good people. And I think so often, while we have so many resources nowadays where you can put your resume out there, or if you're an employer, you can put your job opening out there, there are even less, there seems to be less and less opportunities for face-to-face.
Right,
And really having an opportunity to look somebody in the eyes when you're talking to them.
Yeah.
Something that seems so simple when we were kids, but now it just doesn't happen as often. Yeah. There's a couple layers to that for me. Certainly for people to be able to do this, you get a better feel for somebody. You just do. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a complete outlier, but it definitely helps.
Yeah.
But two kids out there that might have been like me or are like how I was, where I needed to learn my people skills more and I needed to learn to be able to talk to people more. The job fair really helped me do that to the point where that's kind of my job now is talking.
Yeah.
Like that stuff really does help. It can be a great opportunity. Whether you find your next job or your next career or not, that's not secondary necessarily, but that's just another part of this. One thing that no matter what we can guarantee is you can really build on those skills. And again, that's not just for young people. Sometimes people our age need it too. And we know that there are people in our age ranges that are certainly looking for work. Here's your opportunity.
Yep. I totally agree with you. You any age can come and, you know, search for jobs here. And if I was actively looking for a job, I know looking online is so cumbersome. So I'd probably be going to this one if I wasn't working at it.
Yeah.
There's so many opportunities there.
Well, and so many of us too. Great word, opportunity. So many of us are just looking for it. And so many great workers out there just need that opportunity. It's all they need. You give them a chance, let them get their foot in the door, and they're going to show you what they can bring.
Yep.
You got a lot of hungry people out there. A lot of people that are looking to work and looking to work a career. Looking to work somewhere where they can, you know, they can dig their feet in and really, okay, this is where I'm going to be for a while. We're seeing more and more of that, really since the pandemic, of people just wanting a career, not just a job.
Yeah.
And that could be you. That could be you as a business offering that to them. And the chance for open communication, it just never, again, more and more we need that. And it's great to have this opportunity. Again, it's coming up April 2nd in Lincoln High School. And get in while you can. That's registration is March 12th, but as Promise said, it might be by the time this interview is done that we may run out of space. So reach out to them quick, everybody. We did have a couple of other things we wanted to mention before we wrap up here, Promise. What do you got for us as far as our February Member of the Month?
So February Member of the Month is Mission Coffee. It's owned and operated by Jennifer Oswald. And so Mission Coffee in Wisconsin Rapids is located inside of Mid-State Technical College. She does have other locations, I believe one in Point and one in Plover, if I'm correct. But one of the things that I love about her facility or her business is that she doesn't just specialize in coffee. She's also got other items like food items like sandwiches, wraps, sweet treats. And I just recently learned that she offers catering, which I'm super excited about. There's businesses in town that offer catering, and then there's businesses that offer catering with coffee. And that's like really exciting for me. I love my coffee. So their business is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And they are located inside of the Technical College here in Wisconsin Rapids. And if you want to see all of the things that they have to offer, she also offers wholesale items now too.
Yeah.
That was pretty fascinating. You can visit her website online at missioncoffeerapids.com.
For journalistic integrity, I will mention that I've been going to Mission Coffee House since I was a teenager, basically. Yeah. The one in Point, I visited all the time. I love that place. I love their coffee. And I've never had a bad time there. Yeah. I have not gotten a chance to go to the Mid-State one, them in town here. I got to do that. I got to go check that out. Great people and great establishment and really unique stuff over there. Yeah. Like they really have a wonderful approach to the business and the way they do things. It's a great combination, too, with them and Mid-State. I really do think that that's a perfect marriage right there. It's cool for that to happen. It's a great opportunity for a local business in, you know, central Wisconsin here to reach new audiences. It's, I think, a good note to anybody, any business out there, wherever you're listening to us, Wausau, Marshfield, Nakusa, Point, you know, why not expand your business a little bit, whether it's physically or it's just retail-wise and just, you know, expanding and reaching out to more people. I think that's never a bad thing. Yeah. Not a bad idea. And a great place. You're going to love their coffee.
Yeah. Speaking of expanding, this summer she does have intentions of joining and partnering with Chatterbox.
Cool.
So it'll be exciting to see how those two team up, especially if they're going to do any Lunch by the River events. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
I've talked with Lacey about this. I've talked with Terry Johns about this, how our nonprofits in this area started to work together and how much stronger and better our community got when that started to happen. I feel the same way about local businesses, that when they work together, they only enhance each other's business. Nobody has ever been brought down from working with another local business. And when you can find the parallels and the tie-ins, that would be a wonderful one right there. Yeah. Similar to what I was saying with Mid-State and Mission Coffee House, it's the same type of thing with them and Chatterbox or any of the other great partnerships that we see mashing up and out in this area, in this town. It's a great one. Real quick, Promise, before we wrap up, I do want to just shout out the ACE Leadership program and remind people about that and to look into that. It's a great program and another one of the great things that you guys are doing over there at the Chamber, along with so many other great things we've covered. Keep in mind, everybody, we just took up a half an hour and we didn't even scratch the surface. I think we just talked about February. There's so many more great things going on with our Chamber and so many great opportunities you could have with our Chamber. Promise, if people want to find out more about those opportunities, like to reach out to you, how can they do that?
You can always visit our website at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com or give us a call directly at 715-422-4852.
And if you go to their website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, they've got a great, it's a great website first and foremost, but they've got a great events tab. And you go into that and they got the calendar all laid out for you. So for one, the next time somebody says to you, oh, there's nothing to do, like just pull this up right away. Right. There's your one-stop shop right there for that. But there's other great events going on that we didn't even get a chance to scratch and touch on and everything. So I encourage you to do that. And if you are a business, notice that and notice how you are the advertising and the exposure that you are getting through just the events tab, let alone all the other things that the Chamber has to offer. Encourage you to put into your community and be a part of your community, be a part of things at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. Great talking with you, Promise.
Great talking with you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Thank you for listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is assuring residents that the free IRS direct file system still remains a safe and secure option for this year's tax season. The program allows residents to file their federal income taxes directly with the IRS for free and is also integrated with the Department of Revenue's state tax system. Officials say the system features secure data transmission, identity verification, and is under continuous monitoring by the IRS for security threats. Residents can check their eligibility for the program on the IRS website. The city of Wisconsin Rapids will have a special brush pickup next week because of the high winds we've been experiencing. This special collection will happen the week of February 17th through the 21st. You'll need to have all of your brush in one pile, no larger than 4 feet high, 6 feet wide, and 10 feet long. Do not include stumps or root balls. The city crews will only make one pass through each neighborhood, so be sure to have your brush on the curb before the 17th. Are you ready to get out your snowmobile? Brittany Merlot has information on trails that are open.
Snowmobile trails in Langlade County open up today. This includes the entire trail system. Area snowmobile clubs and the Snowmobile Council worked together to make this all happen after a foot of snowfall on Saturday. Remember that ATVs can't use the snowmobile trails until 10 days after. This would be February 22nd, and it must be over 28 degrees. Otherwise, the 550 miles of snowmobile trails are in rough, early season condition.
United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Women United Power of the Purse event is taking place on March 11th. It'll be at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. You can purchase them in person at United Way or online at uwswac.org. They are $40 in advance or $45 at the door. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. What better time to announce new concert dates than after a couple billion people saw your Super Bowl halftime performance? Kendrick Lamar is doing just that as he announced new dates of his grand national tour, where he will be joined by SZA, who also joined him for part of the show at Super Bowl 59. The tour starts in April and tickets go on sale as early as this coming weekend. One of the great things about being homesick is you get to catch up on TV to the point where you're sick of it. But the least I could do is pass along a recommendation or two. If you like a good thriller, check out Don't Move. The film is directed by Sam Raimi and is about a girl who faces becoming completely incapacitated after being drugged as she tries to escape a predator in the woods. The film is only an hour and a half long and constantly moves. Really solid new film from Sam Raimi that you can check out on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight, a low near zero. Snow showers for tomorrow, 1 to 3 inches by tomorrow evening, a high in the mid-teens. And with sunshine on Thursday, a high only in the low teens. Currently, we're at 8.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Well, that's me, but I won't be here. I'm off this week, so Greg Bach and Kristen Lierley will be filling in Monday through Thursday, Todd Alba on Friday.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, February 11, 2025. Have your host, James, here, and I am joined right now by our great friend, David Farnborough. He is, of course, a broker, owner, realtor here in our area, and we are talking today Realty Radio with David Farnborough. David, good to have you with us.
It's wonderful to be with you, James.
Always enjoy our conversations. I was actually talking with Melissa earlier about how just interesting real estate is to me and how it's kind of a bellwether with our economy and so many other things. One of the things that it's also unfortunately a bellwether for is scams and a hustle, if you will. What we're going to focus on today is scams in real estate field and how an experienced realtor can help protect you from these things. David, in your experience in this industry, how early into it did you come across scams and run into this problem?
Well, if I go back to my days when I worked in law in London, I started off very early coming across things like this. And it just takes a little bit of, detective know-how to sort of work out when something doesn't smell right. You know, you see something, and the first thing I remember when I was about 18 years old, I had these two clients approach me, about 3 or 4 months apart, wanting to buy property. And then I realized that one of their names was an anagram of the other one's name. And I thought, what are the chances? And it just didn't make sense. So I went to talk to the person who referred them to me, and suddenly both those clients disappeared.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was obviously some sort of front. The other thing that I had that we wouldn't deal with nowadays at all was we used to have people bring in large amounts of cash. Mm. And in those days, I'm talking about probably before you were born, the 1980s, we had people coming in to pay their down payment, which is what we use in England as earnest money. And they would come in with a shopping bag, a grocery bag, with cash in it.
Mm.
And it would be the equivalent of $10,000 in cash. And in those days, we would just count it again, give them a receipt, take it to the bank. The bank wouldn't question it.
Mm.
But that all changed with a lot of the problems we've been having with things like drugs and international terrorism. Now, the majority of law firms and real estate offices don't take cash for anything. They would require the money to be paid into the bank, and then the bank has to do its due diligence. And the bank, in a lot of cases, won't accept cash without a clear explanation of where it's come from.
Mm-hmm.
So fraud is all around, and it's with us all the time, and you have to be really careful.
I appreciate the story there, just out of interest, but also it speaks to what we're getting into here. And then this is not a new problem. This has been around for a long time. Scams have always been an issue. It's just scammers kind of adapting to modern times and going a more of a tech route in recent decades when it comes to a lot of this.
Absolutely. One of the most common scams is what we call a wire fraud. And that will be when you have someone who's going through the process of doing a house purchase, there's a lot of confusing things to navigate, like all the payments that people have to make. So they have to make payments of their earnest money. They have to make a payment on closing. And sometimes there are payments during the process, like just paying your home inspector for doing his work. Now, unfortunately, these scammers have got wise to this, and they will send out thousands and thousands of emails to people saying, here's your home inspection invoice, $400.
Mm-hmm.
Click here to pay.
Yeah.
Now, they're probably sending it to 10,000 people who haven't had a home inspection and aren't buying a house. They don't care, because the person sees that, thinks, delete, put in the junk folder, that's it. Mm-hmm. But they'll probably hit a few hundred people who maybe are in the process of buying a house. Some of the people won't question things and they'll just click on pay and think, right, I've paid that. And then the real home inspector says, hang on a minute, I haven't received my payment. And they've realized they've been swindled out of $400. And then in the meantime, there's somebody sitting in a boiler room, as mm-hmm. they call them, where they run these scams from in a foreign country, and they've just raked in maybe 10 people have clicked on paying $400, so they've just got $4,000 for just a little bit of scamming.
I've been very clear and honest with the audience and our guests. You know, I come from the other side of the tracks. I know a good hustle. I grew up with it. I've seen it my whole life. On this side of the tracks now, I feel I'm able to kind of give some insight sometimes when it comes to certain things. And when it comes to any hustle, whether we're talking real estate or any other industry, there's a couple of key things I think to keep in mind. And one of them David hit on right away. Your instincts, your gut. More times than not, your gut is going to tell you when something is wrong. It's not 100% accurate, but your fight or flight mechanism that we got in our brains is still there. It's just evolved a little bit. But that gut instinct, the same one that saved us and told us a dinosaur is coming, is the same one that tells us that, hey, this email don't look right. It doesn't say .org. It says .o. Or, you know, there's one letter different or something like that. There are little things that you can see that don't feel right, and you should follow that instinct. Again, it's not always 100% accurate, but I do think it's something good to keep in mind when we're talking about this. And keeping in mind as well that there are so many people out there on the other side of this that are working to help you and defeat scammers. People like David that are informed, that are up to date on right. these things.
Yeah, and I would say that you know, here in Wisconsin Rapids, we've got a great load of local realtors, all very ethical, experienced, honest people who will be able to take care of you and make sure you don't fall into some of those traps. The other thing, of course, which is the big one with that, with those wire fraud mm-hmm. scams, is they tell people to send the balance of their purchase money somewhere, and that, you know, that could be $20,000, $50,000, or if you're a cash buyer, it could be the whole value of the house. The important thing to do is, as you say, trust your instinct, but also slow down. You don't need to do something straight away. You can just stop, make a phone call, call your realtor and say, hey, I've just been asked to send this money. Is this correct? And your realtor will know. They'll know the way that these things are done. And he or she will be able to say, actually, that is how the title company does it. But the title company will probably be calling you as well to reassure you that this is genuine.
David, what are some other examples of the type of scams that can exist in this industry?
Well, I had one just earlier this week, earlier this year, funnily enough. I had somebody come to me and tell me they wanted to sell a piece of recreational land in Rome, and it was a very nice piece of land. I went down to see it. As so often happens, people selling recreational land are out of state, so he said he wouldn't be meeting me, but I'd go down and take a look at the land. Well, I went and took a look at the land, and it had two very nice RVs on it, and it had a sign with the family name at the front. And I thought, this doesn't look like somebody's going to be selling it and moving away anytime soon. Hmm. So I did my due diligence. I did a valuation, and I came back to the person. I thought, well, if it's genuine, this is where the instinct comes in. If it's genuine, he's gonna perhaps question the valuation and say, but surely the prices in Rome will be double what they were last year mm-hmm. because of the Sand Valley Golf Club. Mm-hmm. But no, he just was happy to accept it and said, sure, put it on the market. So at that point, I looked up the address mm-hmm. of the registered owner in the tax register, and I sent them an old-fashioned paper letter. Nice. A week later, I got a phone call from the owner saying, no, I am not selling this piece of land, yeah. and thank you very much for writing to me. Mm-hmm. And during the time, during that week, I'd been sort of delaying the seller and saying, oh, I haven't quite got the documents ready for you to sign.
Right.
So when I heard from the landowner, I put in a call to the Rome police and reported mm-hmm. it. So hopefully that person will be facing the consequences.
Nicely done. And I really, really do appreciate the behind the look of the curtain on that, because people that are in those situations have a better understanding now of what to look out for, but also how impactful going to a good person can it be, and how a trusted realtor can be. I do think it's noteworthy what you said, too, about your colleagues, not just at Coldwell, but in the industry itself. One of the earliest things I learned from JR in talking about this is how much of a reputation business realty is. And how you can tell the good realtors in many ways, because they're still doing it. Most people cannot stay in this business if you are not, you know, being honorable and being good at and treating people right.
That's absolutely right, because we have to deal with our fellow colleagues, our colleague realtors all the time. And, you know, we're trying to work with them to get something done. We're trying to get a house sold, usually.
It's the best, better for our community. I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry, David. I got very excited about that, because it doesn't really happen in many industries. And I think that this, I'm not saying it's not cutthroat and there isn't some competition here or there or anything, but I really do respect that about the real estate industry, where it's so much about the people.
Yeah, that's true. And I felt very grateful when I first started working in realty here in Wisconsin, that even from 2018, I was the new boy. They were so welcoming. They were kind. And nobody said, hey, we don't need another realtor. They were friendly, and they extended to me the same courtesies that I will always extend to any new realtor. So if I'm dealing with someone, it's their first week, I'm not going to take advantage of them. I'm going to help them and do what I can to make them feel welcome.
We're speaking with David Farnborough on Realty Radio. David, we've been talking about types of scams, kind of giving people a bit of a heads up, a warning on some of these. One of the ones that I don't know much about, but I've heard, is the bait and switch offers. What is that?
Well, that's a little bit more unusual, and I haven't seen it happening so much in our area. But what that is there's usually an unrealistically low-priced property, which is made to sort of lure people in. Someone arranges with a realtor to see the property, and then the realtor takes them and says, well, sorry, that one's gone, but here's another one that you might like. And of course, it's more money and not such a good deal. Now, again, I don't see that happening here, and basically because our realtors are all honest.
Right.
I think also you might find that happening when someone is selling without using a realtor.
Mm.
So, you know, if they've just got a property for sale by owner, you know, maybe on the internet mm-hmm. somewhere, it may be that would be more likely to happen there.
What about title and deed fraud? That seems like another one that, especially in this day and age, could be very easy to manipulate and to be aware of.
Right. And again, we have our professional colleagues in the title companies to thank for rooting out a lot of this sort of thing, because they are extremely good at being careful on your behalf. But there are some things where people will forge somebody's signature, put a property in their name, and then they will take out a loan on it. Now, if you don't have a title company working for you, if you try and do it yourself, then you might find that you're buying something which isn't registered in the name of the real owner. And you might find that when you try and register it in your name, you can't, because somebody else has already done that.
And there's many ways to kind of weed that out a little bit, especially with like a clerk of courts or some other situations that you can go to.
Right. Yes. And using professionals is the way to do it. So I work with a network of title companies. We have three or four very good ones in Wisconsin Rapids. They are all trustworthy, all professional, and it's great to deal with them because you know that they're going to be covering all these things. So even if there's something that they can't find out, they will tell you and they'll say, oh, we may have a day or two's delay while we sort this out. They even have to deal with weird stuff like the titles to mobile homes, which you wouldn't even think of, you know, if you're maybe buying one. Mm-hmm. It's registered in a different way from a title to a piece of land.
Mm-hmm. I remember back in grade school, I collected cards, and I really wanted this Ken Griffey Jr. card. I really, really, really wanted it, and I actually found a kid in school that was going to trade me his, and all he wanted for it was this Jim Gantner card I had, and I didn't know if he was just a big Brewer fan or what it was, but it didn't seem right to me. It didn't seem like a fair trade, and I remember, well, I want to see the card first, and he wouldn't let me see the card. He'd just show it to me, wouldn't let me hold it, and I didn't like that, so I called the deal off, and I remember, I don't know what it was later. This kid found somebody else that made the trade. And on the back of the card was a big scratch.
Oh.
And so this was part of the reason why he wouldn't let me hold it or anything. And I remember thinking and holding on to this story many times in life going forward that, well, that if it offer seems too good to be true, probably worth digging into it a little bit. And this is kind of where we wrap up as far as for buyers and scams to look out for is the too good to be true deals.
Yeah, and sometimes you'll have something where people use the old sales technique. Well, you know, you've got to buy this quickly or someone else is going to get it for before you. So this might be a situation where somebody is marketing a property and they say, we only want to have an offer with no home inspection. Now, it's obvious that sellers don't want buyers to have home inspections, and that can be just because they want to avoid hassle. Every home inspection shows something, and it could be something minor or it could be something serious. Now, if somebody is trying to cover up something serious, that might be when they would be, and this is the seller I'm talking about, not the realtor. The seller might be saying, well, we're only going to be looking at offers which don't have an inspection contingency. So things like that, we just want to try and avoid. And your realtor will almost certainly be saying to you, well, you really should have a home inspection. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, buyers decide to proceed without them. For example, if it's a very competitive offer situation. Mm-hmm. But almost always, realtors will be advising them they should have a home inspection.
David, we wanted to touch on renters as well. Can we do that if you don't mind?
Yeah, absolutely. The rental market is very different from how it was even 10 years ago, because the vast majority of the time these days, renters do not use realtors to market. Sorry, landlords do not use realtors to market property for rent. Most of it goes through a small handful of websites, places like Zillow, Apartments.com, Facebook Marketplace, and the old favorite Craigslist. Now, that's okay as far as it goes. I understand they want to obviously save the cost of using a realtor. And people who want to rent can sometimes find it easier to search online than to call a realtor and having them work for them on that. So that's all fine. One of the problems you come into is that there are some people who don't have a property to rent, but they pretend that they do. Mm. And it's relatively simple to fake. I had it happen a couple of years ago. I was representing someone selling a property, and the listing was out there, it was public, and somebody stole all the pictures that I'd taken of that property and made a fake rental property post on Craigslist. Huh. So somebody called me. They said, I saw the property on Craigslist. How much a month do they want for it, or something like that? And I said, well, it's for sale. It's not for rent. And they said, but I saw it on Craigslist. So I called the owner and said, are you trying to rent this out as well? And he said, no, this has nothing to do with me. And so we went down the usual path. We reported it to Craigslist. Yeah. And I told the prospective renter that they should be very careful. Yeah. Apparently what people do is they say, oh, sorry, I can't show you into the house at the moment. Or sometimes they do get into the house if someone's left it unlocked or left a key not properly secured. And they will take a rental deposit and maybe the first month's rent for someone. From someone, and then that person comes back with their U-Haul expecting to be moved in.
Ugh.
and it can't happen.
It's important no matter what, buyer, seller, renter, one of the above, reaching out and finding out more information about these things beforehand is always going to help you out. And you got people like David out there that can help you with that. Before we wrap up, David wanted to make some time for your good cause that you have for us.
Right. And really, I should have maybe done it a different way, because I had my good cause of the month a Special Olympics in January, because I was raising money for the Polar Plunge. But the actual jump was on the 1st of February. So I could have done that as February. But actually, that's my January good cause. And thanks to all the people who kindly sponsored me, I did get $1,200 for the Polar Plunge. For Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. And I got very wet and very cold. So I'm going to do something different next year, like the chicken yes. thing.
You did it once, though. That's what counts.
I've done it three times now.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And before that, I used to photograph it when I worked at a radio station and a newspaper. Yeah. I was their photographer. Yeah, that was all fun, too. This month, for my good cause of the month, I'm putting something out there on Facebook today because I want people to help me. Mm. I want people to recommend a good cause of the month for Rapids Homes to support in February. Mm. So I'm going to leave it up to the listeners. They want to go to my Facebook page, it's just David Farnborough Realtor. They can find me there and they can comment on the post that I've put out saying who will be my good cause of the month for February.
That's a great idea. It's a great idea. I think that you're going to get some great recommendations. And there's going to be, if anything, you might have your next couple lined up because you're going to get some good suggestions.
That's true. We do have some very good causes here in Rapids and some very generous community-minded people.
And we've got people out there, too, that hearing a conversation like we just had and may even, may have come into it without questions, but maybe leaving with questions. So, David, if people want to reach out, they want to find out a little bit more about some of the things we talked about today, how can they reach you?
Absolute easiest way to get to me is to text me on 715-323-8594. They can find all about me and Rapids Homes on my website, which is rapidshomes.com. Very easy. Or they can see my Facebook page.
And I encourage you to do that. And go ahead and go back and listen to some of the interviews we've had with David in the past, and certainly be listening next month, because David will be with us every month going forward as we have Realty Radio every month. And looking forward to the next time already, David. This is a great conversation. Appreciate what you're doing for the community, bringing the information that you are to this, and certainly the work that you're doing in the real estate industry. Keep up the great stuff, man. Be safe out there, and we'll talk again next month.
Thank you, James. I love it. I love coming here, and I love my job.
We'll talk again real soon. And we'll talk to you real soon with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legalities and illegalities of the first couple weeks of the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here and Dan Schaefer in hour number two to recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Millions of Americans are preparing for winter storms.
I'm a retired teacher, so we always like snow.
My husband already did some salting, and hopefully that'll make it a little bit easier.
One system is now sweeping across the mid-Atlantic, another the upper Midwest, and still another coming into the West. President Trump met with Jordan's king at the White House today. He wants Jordan and Egypt to accept Palestinians from Gaza. CBS Mideast analyst Courtney Keeley.
It would mean the end to the right of return for Palestinians, something that's a non-starter for the whole Arab world.
New York Mayor Eric Adams today on the Justice Department's decision to drop corruption charges against him.
The real news is that the women and men of my administration have delivered for the working people of New York.
The acting deputy attorney general said the case distracted Adams from assisting the Trump administration, mostly involving immigration. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Six Wisconsin Head Start programs still can't access the federal payment systems that keep them running. The White House was met with pushback when staff announced they'd be pausing all federal grant and loan payments, which impacts all kinds of things from healthcare to law enforcement and, of course, Head Start programs. States and nonprofits filed lawsuits right away, and the Trump administration ended up rescinding the memo. But some Head Start locations across Wisconsin have been locked out of the payment program ever since. 3,000 kids are enrolled in those six Head Start locations. The right to contraception makes its way back to the U.S. legislature, thanks in part to a Wisconsin senator. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators bringing forward the Right to Contraception Act once again. The legislation would create a statutory right to obtain and use contraceptives and would ensure that healthcare providers have a right to provide contraceptives, contraception, and share information with patients. Similar legislation was introduced in July of 2022, June 2023, and June of 2024. Blocked each time by the Republicans in the U.S. Senate.
The Empty Bowls event happens this Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids.